Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Switching on the Carrie and Tommy podcast means you're about to get a true taste of fun. Tonight for dinner, switch it for salmon with Tassal Tassie Salmon. It's Tasmanian for salmon. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to the Tuesday afternoon, and what a show we have for Starbo this week.
We're just waiting for Tommy to walk in. If you are listening, thinking, what is that laughter? That is because producer Sonda, our boss, who yesterday came in with her new shirt she bought that had fluffy sleeves, and we enjoyed telling her she looked like a pirate for about 20 minutes. She's come dressed as a pirate today.
She has got a pirate hat on, a pirate patch. There's a parrot on the shoulder. And that she's just let the facial hair go for a day.
Did you just wear your shirt from yesterday? Oh, why did you go buy another shirt? You had to.
Oh my God! You removed the one item of clothing that was already in costume.
This is another shirt. That's quite puffy.
That shirt is less piratey
than your other one.
The pirate costume.
Do you know what's funny about this? Is when I was coming up, I saw a lady walking along the street, and I was like, "Why is that woman? Oh my God! That's producer Sandra dressed as a pirate." So then when I saw her in the lift, I had to do the whole,
I hope you know that I look nuts just for you.
Hey,
how long did you wear that?
What about yesterday?
Did you put that on?
Because I was running late, I put it on in bits and pieces. Sorry if you can't hear through the beard. In bits and pieces as I drove, and occasionally I looked across vaping through a beard at people.
With a patch on. You drove with the patch?
No, it really ruins your perspective.
Of course it does, yes.
Son, just a quick question. Why didn't you get in costume in here?
Because then she wouldn't have had the surprise factor. I like the surprise factor.
You know that we're always late and get here just before the show.
I'm just a weirdo who wants to bring pirate.
And how long?
Real world.
How long?
Will you wear that home to Adrian?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. Not if I want to get late.
What did he
again.
Think of your
that
shirt
hook.
Yesterday?
Oh. he thought I was.
Can you take your beard off?
And the other one.
I said to him, oh, the guys had a bit of fun with my shirt. He was like,
You said the guys laughed at your shirt.
Yeah. Yep. And then I was like, do you think I look good? And he said, of course. And I said, but a bit like a pirate? He's like, oh, absolutely. I assumed that's what you were aiming for.
I thought you looked good. I thought you looked like a sexy pirate.
Thank you.
Yes.
And how about today?
Yeah.
Big
the
time. It's actually working for you.
Thank
I'm
you.
Into it. The one eye, you're better with one eye, guys.
Okay.
It's like you're permanently kind of winking at me.
I am.
Just the hook, a question about the hook.
Yeah.
So for the people who can't see it, Sonda has a plastic hook on her hand. Do you have to just hold, it's got a cup on the end, do you just have to hold on to that?
That's why it's going to make typing hard.
Oh, you don't do any of that anymore anyway. So you'll be fine.
What's coming up on the show?
Oh, so much. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
So I just had a very strange interaction with a rando at a coffee shop.
So you don't think or
no,
you do
sorry.
Think?
I'm trying to work out if he was a fan or not a fan.
Talk me through it.
Okay. All he did was go, Carrie!
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The second half of that, which people did not see, was you heard the carry and then he gave you the finger.
Yeah.
That is your trademark sign-off on the project, though, isn't it?
After the finger. After the finger. This is where I think maybe I do have him.
Yes.
A wink.
Yeah.
That's
That's a fun person.
But he's into me or he's not a fan? Like
also,
the middle finger felt very not fanish, but then the wink was like, oh, maybe I've got him.
Also, we often have moments where we realise how different our lives are.
Mm.
And that's the first one of those interactions you've had?
Of course.
That's most of mine.
What people just yell at you, Tommy, and put the middle finger
I get
finger
a
up?
Lot of yelling from cars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then he then
I
said
get a
to
lot
me,
of I get a lot of insult and then compliment. So
backhand
I get
compliment.
So I get a lot of yell from the car, Tommy, you dickhead. And then I go, g'day. And they go, legend.
To be fair, you call yourself dickhead.
Yeah,
so
it's
they're
more
just
hurtful
using
way.
Your words
yeah.
against you.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is more hurtful
but
always.
What I was proud about, because you think I don't know anybody's names. I don't see my trademark conversation starter with people anyone is nice to see you, okay? Because then I can't have gotten their name wrong. And if I've met them or haven't met them, I don't say nice to meet you. In case they go, we've met. I go, yep, of course we have.
Yep, we've met. So I say nice for 7 years we've worked together, Carrie.
But it's always nice to see you, Tommy.
Yes. There's never a Tommy on the end. It's always nice to see you, champ. You got it off politicians. That's famously a politician thing to do. So they never get caught out.
Whoever I got it off. I remember people's faces. It's I'm terrible with names.
You got a lot of politicians.
I don't think I did you just did. Like look at a politician and go, I'm going to take that on board.
You did. It started happening about 3 or 4 years ago when politicians realised it was one less moment on camera they get caught out. And because you work in the news, you saw that and you went, that's fantastic and they're genius. And you forgot that so much of the country disdains politicians and a lot of their behaviour is unlikable.
My interactions with people is fine, except for you had an issue of once how I interacted with your parents, which I think is so not fair because I know your parents. Parents' names, and you said before I was about to see them, you said Lynn and Ian. I'm like, I know you, Lynn and Ian. Like,
yeah, and then you walked in and went, nice to see you.
Yes,
nice to see you. And my parents looked at you and said, hi, Carrie.
It was nice to see them. So what am I meant to say if it's nice to see somebody? It was nice to see them.
You say hi and you use their name.
Hi, Lynn, and then not say it's nice to see you.
You can add that on at the end. I don't mind that as a
flourish.
But
I'm so familiar with them, I don't need to use their names.
You'd never met my mum before.
Anyway, the point of why I was so proud of my interaction with the guy who gave me the middle finger is because...
You knew his name.
Because he said to me, Carrie, what's my name? And I said...
What do you mean? What do you mean?
At the very end, when he left.
This is a lot. So he's gone, Carrie, giving you the finger, then a wink.
Yep. Then said, he goes, Carrie, what's my name? And I said, Trevor. And he goes, it is. I got his name right. It was Trevor.
Are you joking?
Either that or he's messing with me, but it was Trevor.
Really?
I never know anyone's name, and I knew Trevor's name. Carrie, I've never met Trevor.
I used to play...
And I didn't say nice to see him.
I used to play a game where listeners rang up on radio, and all they said is, what's my name? And I had to guess their name, and I played the game for 2 years before I got one right.
Well, maybe we should do that now.
Great.
Can we do that now?
Great.
Trevor, call.
No, that's not how it works. 131060, give us a call, and play What's My Name with Carrie.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, Bickers is going to try and guess some names.
Yes. I'm great with faces, terrible with names. However, that was until I met Trevor this morning.
Yes.
Trevor, who gave me the middle finger.
Yeah.
He yelled out, Carrie! And then gave me the middle finger. Yep. And then winked at me.
And then said, what's my name?
And then at the end, he walked away, came back and said, what's my name? And I plucked out of nowhere, Trevor. And he was like, Trevor, it's Trevor. Yes, thank you.
Now, I wonder if he's just changed his name now for you.
Oh. No, he didn't look like a guy that would say what...
Commit.
As in just say something to make me happy.
Sure.
He did give me the
care.
Middle finger. He's not going to pretend he's Trevor, you know.
Caller one, all you have to do is simply say only this to say, what's my name?
What's my name?
Nice to see you, Jack.
No, it's Trevor.
Oh!
No, it's not. It's Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln.
Good on you, Lincoln. Hey, Lincoln, how many other Lincolns do you know?
I only know one other one, spelt different though.
How do you spell yours? L-I-N-C-O-L-N?
Yeah, traditional, old school.
How's the other one spelling his?
L-I-N-K-I-N.
That's ridiculous.
Let's just leave that one alone, I reckon.
Yeah, Good on you, Lincoln.
Good on you, Lincoln. Thank you. Caller number two, please step up to the microphone and simply say those three words.
What's my name?
Nice to see you. Not sure if we've met before or not. Nice to see you.
What does it sound like? What are you getting? What kind of fruity tones?
I need a bit more.
Yeah, you don't get more. That's the game.
No, I need a bit more.
Yeah, no.
Can I have just a bit?
No, sorry. Carrie, sorry. You don't get that. What are you feeling?
Jason.
No, very far off.
Very far off. Not even remotely close.
Leroy.
No, not at all.
More attempts. What is your name?
My name's Aziz.
Aziz.
Aziz. I like it, Aziz.
Yeah, good on you, brother. Thank you. Call number three. Would you like to say, what's my name?
What's my name?
Nice to see you, Shane.
Nah. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Completely wrong.
what is it?
Nathan.
Oh, you haven't even got a letter.
No, nothing like it.
Although Nathan and Shane and it's a bit, maybe you're not too far off. H, oh, actually, okay. I apologise, Carrie. Nathan and Shane are quite close. H-A-N-E.
Yeah.
You've got almost every letter correct.
Just the wrong name.
So just think a bit less for caller number four. Caller number four, can you please just step up to the microphone and simply say nothing else except what's my name?
What's my name?
Go for it. Go with Trevor again.
Nice to see you, Cindy.
No. Oh, my auntie's name.
Oh, there you go. See? Because you've got a bit of something here. There's something here. What's your name, niece of Cindy? God, that's hard to work out.
My name, Jasmine.
Good on you, Jazz.
Yeah,
thank you, Jazz. Appreciate it. Thank you. One more. Do you want one more?
Yeah, one more. I really want to get it right.
Okay. Then do you want to keep going until you get it right? Okay. Call number five. Just quickly, if you say, what's my name?
What's my name?
Nice to see you, Marie.
Ba-bow.
Oh. What is your name? Call number five.
Tanya.
Tanya! Good on you, Tan. Did you want one more? Because
yeah, one more last go. Okay. I think maybe the problem is not with me.
They're not sounding like their name.
This is
the constant frustration I used to have. So caller number six, all you have to do is say, what's my name? But really represent your true inner soul in those three words. Go for it.
What's my name? Is it me?
Yes, it is, but thank you. Great stuff.
Nice to see you, Nate.
Incorrect.
What was your name?
It's Brad.
Good on you, Brados. Guess what? Jackpot's next week.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I think I've got a problem, and I'm going to ask.
Please don't ask us to guess which one, because that's not fair.
Well, I think I've got one that I've only just realised. I think it might have been happening for years.
Oh.
And I've only just caught myself in the mirror and gone, oh, hang on a minute, you've got this problem. Anyway, I'll tell you about it next.
Right.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon.
Because, as you know, I tried to kick off my midlife crisis yesterday.
Sorry, mate, you're early with the crisis.
Did your crisis go as well as this break's going?
Just so we know, we may as well let's do our post-show meeting now. Yeah. Jesse, that was bang on time. Couldn't have done it better.
Thank you. Nothing inconsistent.
So, last night was the first night of your midlife crisis. What did you do with yourself?
Yeah, I thought about buying Elvis' plane.
Oh,
yes.
Something I want to tell you about that coming up later.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. And then I had another, just a realization today, because I'm being very self-aware at the moment, because that's part of a midlife crisis.
Is it? I reckon that's the opposite of what happens in a midlife crisis. You stop being, you just only care about what you want.
Okay,
you're not aware.
I'm doing my crisis wrong.
Yeah, well, we've worked out you are doing it back to front. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I was in my car, and I was driving on the way in here, and I had the sunroof open, and I put my sunnies on, and I looked out, and I saw a shop window, and I saw myself in my car.
Yourself out.
Didn't mean to, and I didn't particularly like what I saw, and I thought, oh, I think I'm a flog. And then I thought, if I drove past someone that looked like that person in the shop window with his sunroof down, his sunnies on, in that car, I think he's a flog. And so, because I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Am I a flog?
Annabelle's gasped.
So, okay. Here's the
bad start.
I'm not sure anyone can drive along with sunglasses on and a sunroof down without looking like a flog. So in that case, you did look like a flog at that moment. But I think anyone would look like a flog.
I don't think you'd look like a flog.
Sunroof down with glasses on. Everyone in that scenario looks like a flog. You can't drive a car with the roof down and sunglasses on without being a flog.
Yeah, I will say that is worse. If it's a convertible, it's worse.
Sorry, a simple no, you're not a fog would have been.
But let's dig a little deeper.
Yeah, great. Because okay. There's other things.
Yeah, so give me some other things so, that you think. Because to be honest, I'm going to be really honest. My first, it's funnier for me to say, yes, you are. But my first thought isn't that you're a flog. There's lots of other words I have, but that's not one of them. I wouldn't have thought.
Am I not a knob?
Nah.
So other things.
No. Give me some other adjectives.
I've got joke tattoos. I wear
Crocs. I think that's just funny.
I wear Crocs and socks.
Yeah, that's just ugly. Yeah.
yeah, that's my main lists. That was my main list. I actually thought you guys were going to defend me more vigorously. So I didn't think I was going to have to
defend
pretend.
You more vigorously.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to have to present.
No, I'm genuinely thinking about your flogginess.
I was going to have to present so much evidence to defend myself with some of my dear friends.
No, I think there's lots of ways that like people ask me about you often and what you're really like.
Is that because they think I'm a flog?
Perhaps people are often surprised with how I describe you because you're not how they think you would be. So perhaps to the broader world, you're a bit floggish.
Yeah, yeah.
But to those that know you, you're not, I don't think.
Or am I just a flog that you've grown to love?
Actually, maybe that's what it is.
Because I've also never seen a picture of me doing anything. And I've never looked at
that. What do you mean?
No, sorry. I've never. So I always see pictures of myself doing stand-up or press photos or things like that. And never once do I think, I like those clothes that man's wearing.
Yeah, you have a terrible, yeah.
I think that guy looks like a flog.
You need some new jeans, yeah. So, no, you don't look like a flog.
Jesse, it's not definitive. Jesse.
I'm thinking a lot.
Jesse, am I a flog?
I think you struck on something, Jess. I think it's about that if you don't know Tommy, you look like a flog. It's just all,
yeah. Sonda.
Sonda's got a contribution.
The boss is stepping up.
Before I met you, I had seen you do stand-up and I absolutely thought you were a flog.
Yeah, this is 100%. People that don't know you.
And then, hang on, you come and see my stand-up shows now
because she now
I love you and you're so funny and kind.
That's
and
not
I,
what you
I
said 10 minutes ago.
Oh, no.
You were asked to describe him and you said funny wouldn't be one of the words I use.
Even though he is so funny, he's intelligent and kind and gentle. And philosophical.
Like it sounds like a flog over here.
That's all the stuff I love about him that we are privy to that everyone else doesn't see. Yeah. But yeah, I thought you were
maybe
one of the great
to
wankers.
Your persona.
I've gone to wanker now.
Maybe we need people to call up.
Thanks on for contributing wanker for once again when I didn't call you the microphone.
You don't listen to this show often, right? And you're only just getting to know Tommy.
No, I just want the blanket question. Am I a flog?
Also call if you don't know him well, because I think that's a better, more accurate representation, because I think most of these people that listen to you every day know all sides of you and they wouldn't say you're a flog. I don't know. Maybe you would, 13, 10, 60.
This is great. 13, 10, 60. Just, am I a flog? We'll take your calls.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, is Tommy a flog?
Yeah.
Jury's out. I mean, floggish behaviour.
It doesn't seem like the jury. None of you
jury
have said no.
Jury is flooding in.
No, we haven't said yes, though. We've just said you're not full flogged. Like, you might be on your way, you know?
Yeah. I was driving this morning in my car and I put the sunroof open and I put sunnies on. And I saw myself in the shop window and I'm like, oh, I'm a flog.
Yeah.
And so now he's saying yes.
No, I'm thinking about it more. But as I said to you when we were talking about it before, that image is a floggish image of someone with their sunroof down and glasses on. But I don't know if that makes you a fully fledged flog. Damien, thoughts?
Hello?
G'day, Damien.
Just asking.
Hey, how are you?
Good, brother. Am I a flog?
No, not at all, mate. You're doing all of you guys at 104.1 do really well. And I wasn't going to say. Don't listen to him, eh? If you start bashing the comedians, mate, there's serious troubles, eh?
Yeah, good
Damien,
on you, Damien.
You sound awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
One, yeah?
I wish you were in here every day and being more supportive than my co-host.
Hey, I could have flat out said straight away, yes, you're a flog. I'm considering it. That's a considerate thing to do.
Oh,
you know?
Thanks, Carrie. Not saying it straight away.
Funny radio would have me just saying yes, but I do genuine, you know, and I'm I think there's elements of you that are real. And other things that are really quite lovely. Maddie.
Hello.
Is Tommy a flog?
Hey, Tommy, don't listen to Damo, mate. You're a straight-up flog, but you're a lovable flog.
Maybe that's the correct definition of lovable flog.
See, I think a lovable flog is a dickhead.
But that is what you are.
Yes, yeah. But
you are a self-confessed.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Am I going to call my next stand-up show flog?
Yeah, lovable flog.
No, I can't call it. Why? You call yourself a lovable flog, you're a flog.
You can't get just what call I mean? It flog.
But if you, maybe a lovable flog will call themselves just a flog. Maddie, have you ever seen someone with their sunroof open and their sun is on and thought anything
great
other
guy.
Than the thought except they're a flog?
Mate, that's me all day, and I tell myself, mate, you're a bloody flog.
Good all on right, you,
so we've
Maddie.
Had, we've
you.
Had some guys. What about Leanne? Leanne, do you think Tommy's a flog?
I've just got two questions first for Tommy.
Sure.
What sort of car do you drive?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
He loves this question, Leanne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should you tell people about your car?
No, but Leanne, you're correct. It's a flog car.
And how old are you?
I'm 37.
Yeah, definitely a flog. 100%.
Hang on. What would have been the non-flog answer for age?
25.
And so what? You just hit 30 and you're a flog?
Yeah, 100%. Sorry.
Leanne.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. The paper quiz is coming up a little bit later on.
Yes, but because right now I've just got a little thing for you.
Yeah, sure.
Is there a song that comes on and every time it comes on, it hits you right in the soul? I'm using soul poorly here. Yep. And get you up and about.
Yeah, the new Britney Elton.
Of course.
I love it.
Any others?
Actually, the Afraid to Feel one does the same thing for me. Makes me want to go out dancing.
Because this, I don't know.
Any of those words I'm saying.
No. I'm going
to. Do we have the Afraid
to
Feel song?
No, let me just push on.
I want to play it.
I'm going to put in same but backwards. And...
No, find it. It'll make everybody want to go out dancing. We can go out dancing together, guys. Let's go hit the clubs.
Oh, yeah.
How does that not get you up and about?
Yeah. So there's one that just popped up at different points in my life.
The whole room's dancing. Yeah. I don't care to hear yours.
Neither do I, actually, to be honest.
No, tell us. It pops up in your life at different points. Really, so it's an old one, is it?
It's old.
Mm-hmm.
It's. Anyway, Jesse, hit it. One for the money and the
free ride. All right. Is it All Right? I never quite knew the words.
It's All Right.
All Right? All Right.
No, it's All Right. All Right.
That's a good one. All Right. All Right.
Yes, it is. Are we just getting Jesse to play songs now?
I don't know, but after mine, yours is so underwhelming.
What do you mean? Mine's better than yours.
Nah.
Anyway,
not
up
at
next,
all.
I don't know how we're going to negotiate.
One for the money and the free ride.
I don't know how we're going to negotiate what's up next. It's the funniest story going round for everybody except one person.
I don't know if...
we should do it.
I think
should we not
it's
do it?
Funny in our group WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether when you say it out loud, you'll realise it's actually the opposite
reckon?
Of funny.
Because I laughed.
I don't think anyone's seeing that story and not laughing.
Oh, but
yeah,
when
one
you
person.
Say it, when you say it, it's
There's one person.
Horrible.
Okay, let's see how we go next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Nikki, you're featuring Daisy. That is Sunroof for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
So, because is it that you don't think this is funny, or is
no,
it that it's...
No, I do think it's funny.
Okay.
But some things are best kept within a group of people with a similar sense of humour. And then when they go outside that group, they're just quite offensive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think this is quite offensive.
You know when you accidentally send one to the wrong WhatsApp group?
Oh,
and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, no. What have I just sent to my family group? I am so sorry. So how should we go about this? Do you just want me to read the headline? Or?
Sure. Do you want to paint the picture of what the picture image is that you send? It's a headline with an image attached. And the image is what? The image is, it's...
I think that's the worst bit.
Okay. Do you want to start with the caption then? Do I help you here? What do I do?
So, there's a guy, right? And he's still alive.
I think you should just read the caption.
Nah. I'm going this way now.
No, now, if you're not going to lean into it properly, don't do it.
No, I'm going to paint the picture. So there's a man.
It's not, you're chickening out is what's happening.
No, it's not. I'll
read the
caption. No, because it's, I reckon there's a bit that they haven't written about and I can fill you in on what I think happened in those blanks.
But we'll enjoy it more once we've heard the caption.
I reckon, Karen, this is my story, not yours, unless you want.
I've got
complaints.
Access to the group WhatsApp. I'll just have a look and read it out.
Okay, do you read it out? Okay.
No, you go.
Oh my God. So annoying. So there's an Arizona man and he's still alive. His mother, very sadly, is no longer with us. And she...
Oh, it sounds sad.
No, yeah. It, that bit is sad.
How did she die?
She had Alzheimer's, and so he donated her body for Alzheimer's research.
That's amazing.
Yes, isn't it a fantastic thing to do?
Yeah.
Then there was a hiccup.
Was it a hiccup?
Oh, sorry.
Or does this happen often?
The guy has since been, I think, jailed.
Yeah. Oh, so it was, yes, okay.
Then there was a hiccup and he ended up getting told, I'm so sorry, but your mum wasn't.
Oh, my God. Have you read the deed?
Your mum was actually sold to the military. And he said, what? But I don't have the research. And he said, I said, yeah. Yeah, but anyway, she got donated. And he said, did the military do research on her? And they said, no.
What? You're on your own.
Do I stop?
You can't do that to people now.
Well, and then...
That's so unfair. Yes. You're a
And
team.
So then they said, what did the military do? And they said, well, they wanted to test some...
Read the headline, mate.
Okay, here's what the headline says. Now, this is a newspaper that did this, not me, so get angry at them. Man who donated his...
That's Belle laughing, not me.
Okay, who can read this?
Yeah. Belle, read it. Annabelle. Make Belle read it.
I'll
She's the one laughing.
Producer Annabelle, because I actually don't think it's funny. So Annabelle, you
man who donated.
Jess has got sound effects. Don't worry. Hang on.
Body to an Arizona Center for Alzheimer's research. Just got this. It was sold on.
You can't say it reading.
Eli, step up.
You can't say
it.
Yes.
Man who donated his mother's body to an Arizona Center for Alzheimer's research discovers it was sold to the U.S. military for $6,000, chopped to a chair and put up in a blast.
I can't believe that.
I don't think that was even legible. No one can hear that.
I can't believe.
Did anyone hear
shocking?
That?
It's shocking. It's
okay, man who donated his mother's body to an Arizona Center for Alzheimer's research discovers it was sold on to the U.S. military.
Okay. So here's the thing.
It's so dark.
I didn't
$6,000 strapped to a chair and blown up in a blast.
I know. The poor guy. And
that's horrible.
Isn't it awful?
Did you read the bit there? Oh, about the detonation that took place underneath her.
Yes, I know.
Remember, every time he dreamt about his mum, he thought she was a quiet person.
And then she's angry now. Anyway, it's sad. So don't blow stuff up.
I don't understand how this can happen.
So... Here's the thing.
Oh, Dickie. Doris. That was my grandma's name. Memories of Doris and the things she loved.
Because
my nan. Oh.
Yeah, that's one for Doris.
Oh.
Put your bombs out.
Jim says she'll never be forgotten.
Oi, here's the thing. I didn't even know you could just get someone for $6,000
and blow them up.
Blow them up.
How do they sell it on?
13, 10, 60.
That's so. He's one of many families this has happened to. They gave their bodies to Biological Resource Centre with the understanding their bodies would be used for scientific purposes.
Yeah, it's America. Have you seen
there are still dozens of families who don't know what happened to the bodies of the loved ones they donated.
Jesse, that's inappropriate.
13, so what did, by 13, blasting 10, her into space, did they blast her?
No, not into space. It just blew her up.
Oh, they didn't blow her up into space.
They wanted to see what an IUD did when it hit.
Oh, that's so cruel. Now I understand they put a bomb on.
But also, here's what
I thought they were putting her up into space.
Because here's why I want to talk about it. Because this is what I want to happen to my body. I would love to be blown up.
Would you?
Yeah, that's fun. Sorry, by the military, I think.
Not by a pirate.
Oh, no, actually, sorry, that's so unfair. Donnie, you can blow me up. Yes,
with
please.
A cannon.
Okay, so $6,000, is that what it's going to cost us for you?
No, I'll give you me. I'll be dead.
Oh.
Yeah, who are you giving money to?
Okay, so we'll just
blow
pop
my
you
body
in a chair.
Up.
Get
and
some
if these guys,
dynamite.
If our listeners want to attend as some kind of event.
Oh, listener event.
And we'll give you, you know, the sheets they give you for the wet.
We can bring back beat the bombs.
Yeah, we'll give you splash sheets at the front. And
you can ponchos.
Beat the bomb.
Bring money on the line.
Give us a call, 131060. What happened to the body?
Oh.
Because, no, you know how coffins are so heavy? And we had that one last week. You know the woman that was attacked by the elephant, and then at her funeral, the elephant
came back
and
to get
kicked
her.
The place up.
That's right, it was payback. Yeah.
1360. What?
So you mean like funny stories of what happened to the body?
Yeah. Did you drop a coffin? You know, things like that. Because let's be honest, they're dead. They're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't try, but give us a call, 131060.
RIP, Doris.
What?
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, what happened to the body?
Yes, because this poor Doris. Where's the headline? Oh, my gosh. She got blown up.
It wasn't the original destination.
No, he thought he was donating the body for Alzheimer's research. And instead it was sold to the US military for $6,000, strapped to a chair and blown up in a blast test. God, Doris.
That woman's unnecessary.
Jesse.
Violent.
Jesse, have
Jesse's
you.
Jesse's laughing.
Have you got something for us for this, Jess?
Not quite as bad as
before
what
we get
to Doris.
You, should we go to Jerry? Okay. No, because Jerry, I just think, wants to clarify something.
That was so brutal.
Sorry, no, Jesse, you hold your great story.
Okay, I'll put myself on hold.
Hold on. Just put yourself, strap yourself to the chair, just sit there for a second. Sorry, Jerry, what did you want to say?
G'day, guys. I was a bit worried because Tommy was describing this explosion. He said poor Doris was strapped to a chair on an IUD, which is an intrauterine device used for contraception. And I'm pretty sure he meant an IED, which is an improvised explosive device.
Imagine if they inserted them and you never know which one was going to go off.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry. Thank you.
Good on you, Jerry. That's why. Jesse, I do want Jesse's story. I just wanted to hear from Jerry. Jesse.
So, when Grandpa passed away.
Oh, my God. Have you seen the
call? Did he have an IUD?
No, he didn't have an IUD. When Grandpa passed away, he was cremated.
It's hard when you say when Grandpa passed away.
And he was supposed to go in the wall at the cemetery near the farm. Mm. But then some of the family wanted to keep the ashes and then some of them wanted to go in the wall. And so they decided that they would split him up, but they didn't have anything to
put
some of...
What do you mean, split him up? You put half in the wall
half
and half...
Half the ashes. What do you mean?
And
they're not,
half of Grandpa.
He's cremated. They're not cutting him.
No, so you just split him and you don't know what bit you've got, but you keep a bit in the urn somewhere and the other
bit
goes in the
wall.
It's ashes.
Yeah, but you know
you're not looking in the ashes and going,
body.
Oh, there's his foot.
You know what ashes are. I just mean, I've never thought that you'd want to separate a person's ashes. That's like splitting their body.
Yes, which was part of the argument that the family had, as they said they didn't want to split him up.
Yeah.
But then they decided to compromise, and so someone could take a little bit of Grandpa, but they didn't have anything to keep him in. And so they said they were going to put him in a Vegemite jar because that was the only thing they had to store him in. And then that caused an argument. But then when they were trying to put him in the Vegemite jar, they spilled a bit of him on the floor. And then so they had to sweep him up with a dustpan and brush. And so
that's not how Grandpa wanted to go, guys.
Mate, it could have been worse. It could have been blown up by the army.
Sarah.
That one was harsh, wasn't it?
It's so hard. Sarah, what happened to the body?
Hello, can you hear me? Sorry.
We got you, Sarah.
Hi.
What happened to the body?
I'm a registered nurse. I work in a hospital and I was working overnight and I had a patient unfortunately passed away. So we had to obviously clean off the patient and put them in a body bag. And throughout the whole process, we were doing this whole, you know, cleaning the patient. And then all was well, we called up, got the people to come and collect the patient and put them in the morgue. So a couple of hours go past and I'm wondering, where the hell is my phone? So I'm calling my phone, and I'm freaking out at this stage because, you know, like, I need my phone, you know. So about 5 hours later, I kept calling and then this guy answers and I say, oh my gosh, you know, where is my phone? Like, where did you find it? And he said, it was with the dead body in the body bag. If you could come down and collect it, that'd be great. And at this stage, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, no. My phone's been in a dead body bag for the last 5 hours. Yeah.
What person in the bag answered?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, you can switch it for Tassal Salmon, a true taste of Tasmania.
Do you know I only introduced Tassal Salmon into our family's repertoire a few years ago? And it was such a dumb move that I didn't do it at the beginning because I thought my kids wouldn't eat salmon. And they absolutely love it. Yep. I reckon they prefer it to other kind of meat. Yep. And I waited years thinking, oh, they won't like salmon. Yes. They love it.
And it's so good for you.
Eddie eats it, Evie eats it, and it's so good for you.
So don't be dumb like
and
Carrie.
And it's so easy to cook. You don't. You can literally just put the salmon in the oven and not do anything to it and it tastes good.
You get it, mate. You're
so
starting
if you're
to
lazy,
eat it. It's
you're a starting great family
to
meal.
Carrie, you're starting to sound a bit desperate. Hey, I've got something for you next. You know when you see those things on the internet and it's like, hey, you know, the thing with a hole in your shoe, you won't believe the real purpose behind that.
You know, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like the bits on the end of chopsticks, and if you snap off that bit, you won't believe how you actually meant to use chopsticks.
Oh, you meant to put the chopsticks on that to rest it.
Yeah, you taught
me that. The internet didn't, but you did.
Well, guess what? I'm going to teach you another one that'll blow your mind next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore
What's
and Tommy Little.
To you? Why are you laughing? You've gone insane.
I'm just excited about this story. So I told you just before that song that I had a story for you about something that will blow your mind, one of those facts you find out from the internet, and you go, oh, my gosh, I never knew that. This one is about the humble Bic pen.
Oh, Jessie. King Charles's favourite pen.
Jesus Christ. Is that the one he had a problem with?
Yeah.
Is
it? Well, no, it's not. And everyone was like, get him a Bic sponsorship. That'd be easy for him.
Well, Jesse has a...
I hate this pen. Remember he lost his mind with the pen that he was using?
Jesse has an ad there. For Bic, and I actually don't know when he was going to play it, if not then.
As America's number one ball pen, selling over 2 million a day, it's safe to say that Bic knows pens.
Does Bic know pens? Do doctors play golf on Wednesday?
Does Bic know pens? Do rabbits multiply?
The ever-reliable, virtually indestructible Bic, just 29 cents. Does anyone know anything the way Bic knows pens?
Jeez, you could have given that a bit of an edit too, Jess.
I just thought of something genius that we'll talk about when you finish your little thing.
My little thing. I have a pen in front of me, right?
Yeah.
Now, the thing I want to talk to you about is the lid, because do you know why they've got that hole in the top of the lid?
So it's that very you can important. Blow things through it.
It's very important.
What are they called? Spitballs.
No, it's very important.
The top of the pen is very important.
The hole of the pen is very important.
Does the nib need aeration?
Now, Jesse, do you want to play this other bit of audio? You're going to hold on to that one as well.
Have you ever wondered why pen caps have those little holes in them? Well, most people think it has something to do with the ink, but the actual reason is much more important than that. Pen companies are actually required to add these little holes. You see, it's just enough space for airflow if the cap gets stuck in someone's throat.
Oh, yes. My
so
God.
So if a child was to swallow this, it can prevent them from dying. I mean, don't swallow it to test the hole.
That's a, wow. Yes.
But I wanted to know, are there other things about pens that we don't know, other secrets they've been hiding? So I thought we would get Kathy on the phone. G'day, Kathy.
Hi, guys. Hi, Carrie and Tommy. Thanks so much for being so open to chatting to me.
Do you know who you're chatting to?
It's
Kathy. Kathy,
what's
are you...
What's going on?
Are you from BIC or what do you have to in relation to... Like, why are you an expert in pens?
Yes, I'm a BIC pen, and it's actually really funny because we've got a BIC pen and a BIC more.
You mean we're chatting to a real-life pen, Kathy?
We have that's, so much in common, Carrie.
That's so amazing.
Because Pete Hellier on the project thinks I should be the ambassador for BIC pens because BIC knows pens, yeah. BIC more knows yeah. pens.
Kathy's was better. No, hey, don't you, have you ever chatted to a pen before? Don't you have any questions for a pen?
Is this Pip?
If you need a pen, Carrie, I'm sure Tommy will let you borrow one.
Guess again.
Keep talking, pen woman.
No, pen. It's not a pen woman. It's just a pen.
Her name's Kathy.
Kathy... so much pent-up frustration, Carrie. I'm sensing a lot of pent-up frustration, and it's making me feel really blue.
I don't know. I recognise this voice. I can't forget who it is.
It's Georgia.
But why does she sound weird?
Because she's putting on a pen voice. But you know why? Do you know why I was mad?
It doesn't sound like Georgia at all.
Do you know
why? Keep talking, pen.
I'm actually suffering from appendicitis at the moment.
I can't. Oh, my God.
And it's my appendix, and I have appendicitis, and you haven't even asked how I'm going.
You want to know why I was laughing like a madman before yes. we came back and I said this place is a madhouse? Is because we were having a secret discussion that we were trying to hide from you where I was saying, trying to message Georgia and say, hey, just pick a human name, any name, and we'll call you a human name. And I said, example, like, you know, Kathy the Pen. And she goes, I'll go with that. And then I said, quickly change your name in the system because your name will come up on our phones. And Georgia typed her name in as Kathy the Pen.
You've all gone mad. You're a great pen, though.
Oh, you just need a back pen, your mind.
Okay.
Back to it.
Hang
I
on,
want
wait.
A pen sponsorship. Wait. Big nose pens. My face. A big pen. Big nose pens.
Kathy, do you need a pen? Do you need a sponsor?
I don't need a sponsor because I'm a big.
Yeah, the BIC news. Geez, you're worse when you go off script, don't you, mate? Thanks, Georgia.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, yesterday at 5 o'clock, I brought you the lols, like literally brought you people with the funniest laughs. In fact, this man was the funniest laugh. That's not a horn. That is a man laughing. Give it to him one more time. Coming up, I have some audio to match that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy, Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time. Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
Yeah.
Before we get stuck in, I have a quick question for our audio producer who operates out of a cave in Ipswich. Jez, are you there?
Hello.
Yes. You know when you recorded, because that is your beautiful singing voice there in that opener, you know when you recorded the bit where you go, afterwards, how many takes did you do?
Hey, so many. So because I changed, like I tried different words out. I was like, they do the questions later. I was like, they do it. At the end, it didn't work, and I had to go back. I ended up with afterwards.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I couldn't understand afterwards till about 2 weeks ago. I thought, for some reason, I thought you said Underwoods, and
I just thought it was funny, a funny noise to make.
I don't even know the bit you're talking about.
They do the quiz and then they get the answers later.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, tell me, do that bit. Quiz from the newspaper.
This bit.
Do the questions first and we'll get them answers later. Most exciting.
Oh yeah. That's Jez.
That's afterwards.
Both those voices are Jez. And that's Jez going, afterwards.
I never knew that was afterwards either.
Yeah, it's
I feel like I've got to do a couple more takes now.
No. Now that we know what it is, we'll enjoy afterwards. Afterwards.
Thanks, Jez. Jesse, what do you got?
Question number one, what colour is the circle in the middle of the flag of Japan?
Red.
Red.
Have you played Flaggle, Bickers?
That's the game where you've got to guess the flags.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like I have.
I've started playing Flaggle and Wordle.
Wordle and, or Wordle?
No, Wordle.
What's Wordle?
They show you a black map of a country and you've got to guess what it is.
Fun.
And when you get it wrong, they give you... like 5,000 k's to the east, right, is where you need to go to get it right.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
yes.
That's
and
a
then
fun
you
game.
Try and work narrow it down. That one's a lot better than Flaggle. Flaggle, either you just know it or you don't.
Why do we need the ul at the end of everything?
Because they're all copies of Wordle.
I know, I get that, but
do
it's just annoying.
Do you? Because you just ask why.
It's just annoying.
Same way Macca's put Mook at the start of everything.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. But it's not from the same company.
No, but Flaggle, they want people to go, Wordle. Oh, well, I like Wordle, so I'll try Wordle. It's so hard to say, isn't it?
Question two.
Who created the characters Timmy Tiptoes and Squirrel Nutkin?
So I did that. it was I used to do
Squirrel
plays at schools.
That's
and
not
they
a
were
Beatrix Potter thing, is it? Is it?
Timmy Tiptoes.
I feel like that's not in Peter Rabbit, though.
Yeah, Squirrel Nutkins.
Is it? So, okay, let's go with Beatrix. Beatrix Potter.
Oh, is that the author's name?
Isn't it? Yeah.
That's such a
Peter
funny
Rabbit.
Name.
Beatrix Potter. Yeah.
That's so cute. Mm. Okay.
Question number three. Much a Hiccup is an anagram of which ancient historical site found in Peru?
That cannot be a real question.
Machu Picchu.
Yeah. Almost exactly what it is.
Sounds like, yes.
When you do anagram stuff, aren't the other words meant to make sense?
We did this on air, remember? I can't remember. Remember we did a whole segment on anagrams?
Yeah. Didn't we do palindromes?
Isn't it memorable? I don't know.
Okay. Question number four. In which year did the Chernobyl nuclear disaster occur?
Is it Chernobyl or Chernobyl? Chernobyl, isn't it? Or Chernobyl.
You've got something on your Chernobyl. You just got a bit of coffee on your Chernobyl. I don't know.
Is that from the same family as Wordle? Wordle and Chernobyl?
Oh, there's going to be Nose Noble, Eyes Noble. I reckon it was... Oh, was
it? Earlier
I thought it was.
That,
I was going to say 62.
Yeah, I thought it was...
64.
64? Okay, great.
And question number five. To where would a Muslim be travelling to fulfil the Hajj?
Mecca.
To
where would a Muslim be travelling? Is a funny turn of phrase, Jesse.
Yeah.
Mecca.
Where
it's
are right. you going is probably it's
like,
better.
It's like a religious version of Where's Wally?
All right, the answers. Question
that
number
be
one.
Where's...
You're allowed to just say that. Yeah, of course you are.
What colour is in the circle in the middle of the flag of Japan? It is red.
Great.
Who created the characters Timmy Tiptoes and Squirrel Nutkin? It is Beatrix Potter.
Oh, good job.
Much a Hiccup is an anagram of which ancient historical site found in Peru? It is Machu Picchu. What did we say for what year Chernobyl nuclear
64?
Disaster
64.
Occurred?
Sonda thought 80s.
It is 86.
No, you were right. Oh, don't put your legs in there. That was a lot. We didn't win it. We lost it. Give us your ass or something instead.
Why is that a loss?
What?
And to where would a Muslim be travelling to fulfil the Hajj? It is Mecca.
Great.
Right. And now can
we the book?
Where's Wally?
Yes.
Gary and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And coming up a little bit later on, Tommy, you're going to pose the question, are you a flog?
Don't answer straight away.
Also, up next, I have received an email from Santa Monica, the hills of Santa Monica. No, Santa Barbara.
Monica, Barbara.
The Santa Monica Mountains. I was right.
You've received what?
An email from Santa Monica.
An email from a mountain.
From the Santa Monica Mountains.
Yeah.
It's in relation to you, and we're going to talk about it next. But right now.
What?
talking about?
I've received an email that has come from the Santa Monica Mountains.
From
exactly. It's a tease. I'll tell you next. Where?
Tell me now. Please. I want to know now.
You have to wait.
Okay. But I want to know now. Tell me what the song and then tell Australia again.
What I'm going to give you now, though, just while you're waiting, is a goat. A goat.
Harry's lost her mind.
Is this from the Santa Monica? Singing along to organ music at the Worcester.
Singing along to organ.
This is a tour of the
world. Apparently,
this
goat is amazing and should be on a...
You haven't listened to this, have you?
Britain's Goat Talent. And not my joke.
What do you mean, not your joke?
I just read it. Someone else said...
Oh, my God, are you just reading jokes off the news article?
Well, yesterday I bought you the guy that had the funny laugh.
Yeah, best.
So good.
And it brought us all so much joy. I wanted to bring you some other audio that would bring you joy. Right. So I've got Pablo the Goat, who's gone viral for his incredible singing alongside organ music at a cathedral in Britain. Have a listen. Can you play the audio of the goat again?
Have you lost your mind?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I promised you. From the Santa Monica Mountains.
Yeah. It's no good,
is
it?
It's the weirdest tease ever. It's really underwhelming.
Is it?
I don't think this is even good
worth
for a break.
Worth talking about?
No, it's just a quick little thing.
Have you got any production or stuff around it to jazz it up a bit, make it sound, create the scene a bit?
No.
Just an email from a mountain region.
California. Got an email from California. Oh, there we go.
Can you say the Santa Monica mountain region?
No, there was mountains in
Santa Monica. Because Santa Monica is the beach.
Yes.
It's where the famous Santa Monica pier is.
I know, it's not mountainous, is it?
No, it's not. No. That says Agoura Hills. It's in the Santa Monica Mountains region.
We've all learned something, haven't we? You just got a laptop to the face.
Laptop.
Producer Belle wasn't happy with you.
Yeah. I know she wouldn't do it because she didn't want to damage your laptop.
Remember yesterday I told you that Elvis's plane was up for sale?
Yeah.
It had been listed a few years ago. No one bought it. It's been up for sale for the last few years, sitting at $660,000.
Yep, and it looks sick. And I've chatted with my housemate about it.
Oh, my God.
And we're...
You're thinking about it?
Like, we're just going to see where it goes. We're going to monitor it and hope they get desperate and really need to sell it.
So,
because if the dude's 80, right, he's going to cark it soon.
How much would you be willing to pay for it?
So I would go Harvey's with my housemate, and he has absolutely no money. So I would have to spend all the money.
Yep.
And I would open it as an Airbnb.
Yep. Okay.
If the bank would give me the money, I reckon I would spend half of that. I would spend $300,000 on it.
Why did you point the pen at me? Am I the bank?
You're the bank. Of course you are. Yeah.
Okay. So am I buying this plane?
Yes.
Because here's the interesting thing.
Is this what the email's about?
From the Santa Monica Mountains.
Is this what the email's about?
Says,
there was nothing in there.
Says hello. Thank you for your email. We hope you're well. Oh, did we email them? Oh, did we? Oh. The jet.
Have you? Hang on. What did you do before this break? Like, to prepare for this?
Nothing. I asked where the email is from. California, the Santa Monica Mountains. Okay. The jet was actually sold yesterday.
I told Johnny. I said the fact it's getting press, someone will buy it.
However, I am the one who purchased it. Due to privacy agreements, I cannot disclose the amount I paid for it. However, I am willing to entertain an offer from you for the plane. What is your offer? ? Also, if you'd like to know more about the jet, I'd be happy to speak with you about it. It's the only jet ever owned by Elvis that is not owned by Graceland. It also has the FAA blue ribbon documentation with Elvis's name on it as the purchaser, along with his Memphis address. It's an unbelievable piece of history. Also, side note, this guy says he's very close with Priscilla.
It's because the plane came with a call from her.
Oh, my God.
When you buy the plane, she authenticates it and gives a call. There was a lot more information about the plane.
That I didn't tell you yesterday. Yeah.
Like again, when I said, does it fly? It doesn't have engines.
Doesn't it?
No.
So you did look this up? Like, you should have done this whole break.
What do you mean? Of course I did.
Did you? Yes. So yeah. Are you buying the plane off this guy?
I spent most of last night talking about this.
Okay.
Have you already spoken to this guy?
I haven't spoken to this guy.
Why don't we get him on and you barter with him, see what you can get it for?
Yeah, I reckon we start with an email back because I think it might be quite a lot more than I'm willing to pay.
Well, $660 was what it was sitting at yesterday.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you, just anyway. Speak, Annabelle.
Annabelle.
It's Bridget.
It's a girl.
Oh, Dame Bridget, actually. It is. I'm sorry, Dame.
Carrie only got one bit of that whole thing wrong.
Dame from the Santa Monica.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner. Like to sell salmon? Switch it for salmon tonight and get a true taste of Tasmania with a healthy boost of omega-3.